Welcome. You've got podcast. The Kid Craddock in the Morning podcast is a condensed version of the show. Go to KidNation.com for more kid content.
Kid Craddock in the Morning.
Oh, what's that, Kid Nation? You're a big fan of part-time Justin doing interviews? Perfect.
Got one?
Yeah, we do, Al.
Nice.
In about 40 minutes, part-time Justin and Ian Ziering, or Ian, whatever he goes by now.
It's Ian.
Ian. He's changed it.
No, it's always been Ian.
All right.
We have mispronounced it.
It's not Ian.
It's not. I guess it's Ian now.
Ian.
It should be Ian, though, because it does start with an I. But he's in Sharknado, what, 3, 4?
17.
All of them. And he was in 90210.
I've never seen one single Sharknado. I heard good things about it, though, actually.
I watched a moment. It was crazy. They were raining sharks down onto the beach. It was crazy.
So the other day, sometimes I get stuck watching that sci-fi channel. Do you ever, like, click on it just because the titles are so weird?
No, I don't. No.
It was Whale Wolf versus, oh, man, what was the other one? I forgot what it was. But it was just, the graphics are so awful, and the acting, not very good.
Sharktopus versus Sharktopus.
Oh, my God. I couldn't stop watching because it was so stupid. It was funny.
There's also Werewolf versus Terracuda.
Wow.
And the Terracuda starts with a P.
Yeah.
So maybe that was a dinosaur barracuda.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hmm.
But, like, somehow they can't find this werewolf, but it's ginormous. It just appears out of nowhere. Like, you couldn't see it coming a mile away. It's a huge, it shakes the ground.
Yeah, wow.
Made me mad.
Oh, so it's on the ground. It's not in the water.
Yeah, he got out of the water. He's like a dog. He acts like a dog.
Wow.
Some scientists made him. And then he turns on the scientist, Kelly.
I would love to be in the writer's room when they're coming up with these. And then what does he say?
So silly. Anyways, Ian Ziering. He'll be with part-time Justin here in about 40 minutes. We also have a Throwback Thursday. Kenzie Skit. Coming up in about 20. We have a cool I Have a Dream that your boyfriend is going to love, Kelly.
Hello, I'm Alan.
I'm going to have to probably figure out how to make this happen for him, too, now.
Yeah. He will be jealous.
Yeah, he will.
He's going to be jealous. It involves magic, of course.
Abracabooya!
So.
Nice.
We'll do that in about an hour.
All right. A lot of stuff.
But right now, we want to be like Mariah Carey. We can't sing like her. Kelly's the closest.
Yeah.
To singing like her, but we can't. But she does have entrance music for when she walks into restaurants.
And you know, this is something my friends and I talk about all the time. I told you guys I was at the Drake concert, and I'm standing in the bar in the venue, and there was some rap music playing, and I saw a group of girls walk in. They kind of like meekly walked into the bar, and then I saw a group of boys walk in.
Yeah,
and they started dabbing.
They were dabbing
as they walked in the front door, and they were feeling the music. They all started dancing, and then you know they were making an entrance,
That's
and they
how
were
you do
feeling
it.
The music. And my friend and I started talking like, "Do you have an entrance move when you walk into a place, or what song would you like playing when you walked into a place?"
Yeah.
Oh, you do need a move as well. That makes it. It gives that exclamation point.
Right.
Do you just walk in? Whatever.
I thought about it. Yeah.
Kind of hype you up. Yeah.
You do Big Al in the house.
Yeah. Yeah. But still, I need a song.
Yeah.
I need some music. You know, I've thought about that. Like, even going to see a comedy show when the comedian is introduced and they have like their entrance music.
Athletes do it. The wrestlers do it before they walk out. Boxers.
Yeah. So why shouldn't
people go up to bat?
People should have one like when they go to the office every day, you know, have
at least in your head.
Yeah. Have it playing.
Yeah. I have a walk-up song that I would like used. Basically, this could be used anywhere I go.
Okay.
If I go get my hair cut, if I go into a restaurant.
Uh-huh.
Heck, if I'm walking into the club, I would like to hear this song as I'm walking in.
All right.
You know, because you get the... Everybody starts vibing. Hey!
What is this?
Selena's.
Oh,
and you just walk in shaking them hips.
Expected you to go
in.
No.
What?
What
about Eminem?
No, this is way better. Eminem's angry. Eminem's an angry guy. I want happiness. And this is about like every time she sees a guy walk by, so I want to be like cada vez que lo veo pasar. Every time I see him walk by.
All right. Okay.
Okay.
That's what you want. If that
hey. Hey, whatever you want.
Don't judge my beady beady bum
bum. Whatever you want. Whatever gets you in the mood.
Look at that, the guitar solos?
Yeah.
Anything you can want in a song, this song has it.
Anything you could want. This song has it all.
Except rapping.
I mean, you can't overplay your interest music, because once you're in, you know, you're in.
Yeah.
You know?
That's my music.
Yeah. All right.
That's what I'm doing. Well, Jenna?
What you got, Jenna?
Mine's a hard-to-find mashup, you guys.
Oh, really?
Yes. It marries my love of old music with my love of rap.
Uh-huh.
Here's the build-up.
Ready?
Yeah. You know this song?
Sounds like Queen.
No, you know it. You got to give it a second, though, for it to build. So, when I'm walking in and I see all these guys I used to date that are cold as ice,
oh.
I'm walking in, it's like,
I can see why you thought that was Queen.
But then the beat's going to drop.
Cold as ice because they're hockey players?
Get ready for the cold as ice, cold Kanye mashup. I think this is the, he does this in his show before his song, and everyone's like, this is the best intro. You gotta wait for it to drop. Then you walk in, and then you can start dancing.
This is just you walking right now, just strutting. And then?
And then I walk in dancing.
Yeah,
swag
king.
Everyone gets pumped up.
Well, you better walk in right with this. Can a young nigga get
money anymore? Yeah.
Cold's one of my favorite Kanye songs. Can I have a bad
stick without no flaws? That's a good walk-up song. Come to meet me
without no jaws. A lot going on right there.
Yeah.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Oh, you dropped the beat there.
I just like the, I love the intro to that song.
That's a good one.
You better walk in strong, though, with that. You got to walk in.
You got a strut and a break it down portion of the song.
Mm-hmm.
Big Al Mac?
Well, you know, lately, I've been into a little bit of country.
A little bit?
I don't know if you noticed that. But I picture myself walking into basically any venue, any setting, any atmosphere, wearing some type of paisley shirt, paisley patterned shirt.
Thanks,
you picked your outfit?
Yes.
Put thought into it.
Yes. Some kind of trucker cap, much like the one I have on now.
The squirrel hat you have
squirrel
on?
Hat, yeah. With my shades on, you know. Not for prescription, just for vanity.
Oh, you can't wear your glasses.
Vanity glasses.
Yeah, vanity.
And this music comes on. Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice cold beer, talking about girls, talking about trucks, running them red dirt roads out kicking
ass. You don't know it?
I don't know that part, huh? The boys round here
sending a prayer to the man upstairs. That's Blake Shelton. I don't know if y'all knew that. Backwoods legit, don't take no lip. Chew tobacco, spit.
You're not going to actually chew tobacco and spit, are you?
No.
I might get kicked out of the restaurant if you did that.
Chewing tobacco.
I love it.
Gross.
Yeah. Chew tobacco.
Have you ever tried chewing tobacco?
No.
My Uncle Don used to chew it.
Yeah.
And the spit ends up on your face.
Uh-huh.
And so when you go, you know, my family would kiss everybody goodbye and say, I love you, because you just never know. And so I went up and kissed Uncle Don on the face, and he had spit all over his face. I'll never forget that.
Did you get a little chewing tobacco in your mouth?
No. Kissing on the cheek, and it's just all wet from tobacco spit. It's disgusting.
Yeah. I bought some. My friends and I bought some when we turned 18.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that was the only thing we could buy. We couldn't drink. But we bought chewing tobacco. Nobody told me that you're supposed to spit it.
Oh!
No!
So I ended up puking.
Swallowing it?
Well, the first few, and then my friends were like, dude, you're supposed to, why haven't you spit yet? And I was like, oh.
You were swallowing the G.
I didn't know. And I ended up puking, so that was the last time I did chewing tobacco.
That is nasty. There.
I got all dizzy.
Yeah.
Made me all dizzy.
That is nasty.
I don't know how to do it. Kelly Raspberry.
All right.
Well, mine is very specific.
Okay, set us up.
So what's going on?
We are doing our entrance song.
So I've always dreamed. This has been my dream forever.
Okay.
And then somebody did that video on YouTube that went viral, Chris Brown song, Forever, and the bridal party walked into the song Forever. I'm like, crap!
Yeah.
Somebody stole my idea!
So what
it wasn't
idea?
That song.
What is your idea?
So my idea was to have the song September by Earth, Wind & Fire. See, I always wanted to get married in September. I did before. But my second wedding, I was going to do this. Okay, so September by Earth, Wind & Fire is playing. So what happens is at the back of the church or other establishment, if the church does not allow this type of secular music. So the band comes in first, right?
Yeah.
With the part of the band's already upstage because it's hard to walk with some things, but like the horns and
stuff.
Yeah. So when the song first starts, The doors at the back of the church open, and here comes the band.
Okay.
Yeah. With September from Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah.
And then after they get up on stage, here comes the bridal party, and the bridal party all comes down. And there, you have to have really members in your bridal party who aren't afraid to let loose.
There's
nothing worse to having that one person like, oh my God, I feel so stupid.
You
I don't want to do this.
Going all
you
out.
You got to get
completely
into it.
And they're dancing up the aisle to Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
And then when it gets to the part with, at the towards the end of the song, when it's time for me to come in, that part where it says, the bells are ringing, that's when the doors fly open and I'm standing there.
Right.
And then I come down the aisle.
Are you dancing like that? Like right here, right now?
Yeah. That's my dream. That's my wedding entrance music. But I can't do it because I told y'all.
No, you can still
do it. You can still do it. I'll be in the wedding.
Do it now.
I'll be in the wedding.
Wouldn't that be fun? The bells. That's when I come in. Right there. Uh-huh. That's when I come in.
Uh-huh.
The bells are ringing.
All right. You remember.
Never a clouded day.
So September of 2017, possibly?
Yeah.
So you're really not going to do this now because you used it on the radio?
I already told y'all. Now the surprise is real.
We'll forget.
We'll forget. Yeah, it'll be great.
That's been my dream. That was my entrance
Alan
music.
Alan can make that happen.
Oh, yeah.
Abracabooyah.
Maybe he can hypnotize you into forgetting that I told you.
I don't know. I don't mind knowing.
That'd be fun.
I like that. Yeah.
You only told us.
And I can't afford Earth, Wind, and Fire, so I thought I'd check out, if Emerald City's available.
Trust me. Yeah, there you go.
They know that one.
Trust me. You can't afford Earth, Wind, and Fire.
I can't afford Emerald City.
You can share your walk-up songs with us, Kid Nation.
Sure.
You can text them. You could send them on Twitter.
Yeah.
All that good stuff. Facebook.
It's fun. It's fun to dream a little bit.
Yeah. Who knows if we'll actually be able to use our walk-up music, if people would actually do it for us, but it's nice to think they would.
I listened to mine myself yesterday walking into the gym.
There you go.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
That one?
Put it on. Got me pumped up.
But only it's silent for everybody else, so you're the one that's going all nuts.
That's always me at the gym.
Yeah.
Loud music in my headphones.
Tomorrow, funeral songs.
Nope.
No, we already did that in the first break. Second break. We already shared ours.
Oh, man.
Kelly said she wanted the girl that's gone.
She's out of my life.
She's out of my life.
Out of my life.
It's a whole different song, The Girl's Gone.
I wanted Bye Bye Bye. What was yours, though?
I didn't have one.
Oh, you don't have one?
No. No, Neon Lights, baby?
Yeah, Neon Lights.
Yeah.
Jenna?
Time to say goodbye. Which I also use for my wrestling.
That's a good one. All right, well, it's Thursday today, and we started celebrating Throwback Thursday.
Yep.
With one of the favorite bits out there. It's when a kid started doing my wife's voice. And we started doing the Kinsey skits. So kid would play my wife, I would play myself, you guys would play yourselves. And it's not how my wife actually talks or sounds.
Oh, yes, it is, JC.
It's very loosely based on conversations we would have in our home.
Just like her, JC.
Yeah. So we'll revisit a Kinsey skit next.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
How did part-time Justin do in his latest interview? Find out in about 20 minutes. He sat down with Ian Ziering from Sharknado. And also, you may know him from 90210. And I believe a bunch of Lifetime movies. Right? Does us?
I don't know what Lifetime is on my TV. I'm sure it's there somewhere, yeah. And I bet Meredith Baxter Burney is on it, but I couldn't tell you where it is.
We also have a really, really, really cool I Have a Dream. A wife wrote us trying to grant a dream for her husband.
Very cool.
This all goes right. This man could end up on America's Got Talent and winning it.
Mm-hmm.
We would like that because, it started here. And Kelly's boyfriend will be... He'll be jealous about this one, but it's a good one. It's a good jealous.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Which means Kelly will probably find a way to make that happen for him as well.
I think I accidentally put 4 sweeteners in my coffee instead of 2.
You forgot that you had put 2 in.
I just realized.
You know, JC was talking, right?
Well, I took a sip. And I was like, ugh. I was listening to him. My boyfriend's going to be jealous. I took a sip. Blah.
I'm just glad you weren't in the middle of what you were about to do, and then Kelly.
I wish I would have been in the middle of what I'm about to do, because it would have made it better for me. I think.
Oh, man.
Yesterday was the third anniversary of Kid's passing. Kid Craddock passed away 3 years ago yesterday, and I kept trying to write a letter to him.
Yeah.
Because that's what I lost my uncle when I was 18, and that was like my father figure. Then Kid came in. He was like a father figure to me as well. And I write letters to those two men in my life every anniversary of their death. And yesterday I decided to post mine on Facebook because you think it would get easier as the years pass, but it doesn't. And I felt like Facebook gives you that opportunity to vent and throw your emotions out there. And
Publicly.
And it makes you feel better because you see that you're not the only one going through it.
Yeah. Right.
You know, based on the messages I got, it's really nice to see that we're Kid Nation, we're a family.
Yeah.
And it's real cool to see that this helped some people and that people are still hurting as much as we are.
I'm so glad you do this, JC, because I completely shut down.
Yeah.
And I don't do anything publicly because it's hard for me. I avoid it because it's painful.
Well, people grieve in different ways.
Yeah, we all grieve in different ways. Yeah. And that was what was so interesting about us on the show, you know, and I love that you share your emotions like that, you know, for other people.
And that's one of those things that
I respect that you know, because I don't.
Yeah. Kid taught me, like he made me open up about my biological father on air, mm-hmm. which was extremely tough. There were tears on that. And he always told me, if you feel something, mm-hmm. this is a job where it's you have the podium and the soapbox to step up and talk about your feelings, and you have a huge support system.
Right.
So I wrote this letter to Kid, and I posted it on my Facebook yesterday. And, of course, White Cheddar hits me up. He's like, hey, dude, I need you to read that tomorrow.
Oh.
Kid would have wanted that.
Yeah.
Sure.
And I told him, I'm like, man, I don't know if I can do this because I cried. I was crying while I wrote this. I was like, dude, I don't know if I can do it. And he goes,
JC, you can do it.
So I'm going to attempt to do this.
You can do it. We're here for you.
And this is the letter I wrote to Kid with the Kid Craddock music in the background. Dear Kid, I wanted to write this last night. I couldn't. I tried to start at work. I couldn't. Every time I started to type, tears filled my eyes. It's actually happening right now. I can't describe the emotions. It's like being shot back in time and remembering every single little detail about today. I figured it would get easier because they say time heals. Well, I may need a little more time. We're not supposed to lose close friends so young. It's not natural. It's much tougher because you were more than a friend to me. These last 3 years gave me time to think. Really think. Everything I did since the day you hired me was done with the intention of making you proud. To prove to you that you made the right choice when you plucked me out and brought me into your world. You're the first person I called when I got taken advantage of at a car dealership after moving out here. You fixed it for me. You were the first person I told I wanted to propose to my wife. You helped me find the ring, and we came up with my proposal. Kelly didn't like that.
Well, because he wouldn't let you tell us.
You were the first person I called when I found out I was going to be a father, because I needed advice. Sorry, Al.
It's all good, though.
You were the first person I called when I decided I was ready to buy a home. You were the greatest writing partner I ever had. You were tough, very tough, but you were fair. I needed that in my 20s because I was essentially still a kid. But unlike others in my past, you didn't give up on me. Instead, you decided to coach. You rehabbed my confidence. You taught me not to care what others thought and to do the right thing. Most importantly, you made me believe in myself. Now, 10 years after you hired me, I sit here watching my kids play, listening to my wife read off instructions on how to make some chile rellenos in the home I just moved into, living the life I only dreamed of as a kid. In 10 years, I went from not having a place to live, bouncing around, to this, all because of you. I wish you were here to play with my kids. I wish you were here so that we could still jam out at your house. Probably not as often because I live the burb life now. I do know that you are here in spirit. We all feel it. From the moment we wake up, to walking into the studio, to the drive home, to the moment we go to sleep, everyone really misses you. And having Caroline in studio with us has been great because she's you in a female body. Her mannerisms, her quirkiness, the way her brain is always coming up with out of left field material, she is you. We're still going. We will keep going for you because you deserve the best. You deserve to be eternally remembered. I love you, Kid. And I know you loved me, too. And that's what keeps us going. Rest easy, my friend. You're a crazy Mexican buddy.
Nice. Very nice.
Whoa. You did it.
You did it.
Good.
Uh-oh, here comes Caroline.
Uh-oh.
Here comes Caroline.
I almost freaking made it.
You made it, dude. That was beautiful. That was beautiful. That was beautiful.
Thanks for sharing that with us.
No, thank you guys for listening. And thank you, Kid Nation, for being there for us. Caroline, thank you for...
so good.
How are you doing?
I'm okay.
You've been in good spirits lately.
You said you've been
happy.
Good?
I mean, it's just the thing that everyone's been like, oh my gosh, I know it's a hard day for you. But like, every day is a hard day for me. I miss him. I don't miss him anymore.
on this day.
On this day than I do every day. I miss him every single day.
Right.
Stop looking at me with those tears. I'm going to start crying.
Oh, they're gone.
He's so sweet.
No, it's like Kelly cooked some onions for her breakfast.
Yeah.
Yes. Big onion lover over here.
Sweating from
those are acceptable boy tears.
Damn onions in here. But Caroline, it's awesome having you in here. It's cool to watch you grow.
I love being with you guys. And I reposted your picture last night with the comments. And I feel like you're a brother to me. Like you're like my protective big brother I never wanted.
That's true. Caroline never wanted a sibling. She loved being a single and only child. Yeah. That is true.
Yeah. No, but I like having pseudo brothers.
Yeah.
I like offered
Jenna,
to be a
goodbye,
surrogate.
Goodbye, brother.
I offered to be a surrogate at one point, and Caroline's like, no.
Oh, my gosh. You did what?
Really?
I thought it'd be good for the show.
To carry kids' baby?
Yes.
It would have been great.
That would have been a good bit.
Actually, that would have been awesome. I wish you guys would have done it.
Yeah. Caroline said no.
So in honor of Throwback Thursday, we're going to do one of kids' favorite bits to write and perform. Every time you heard this,
yep,
you know it's about to go down with some hilarity. This all started, and people always ask, when did this Kinsey bit start? When I first got hired, kid took us out to dinner. Mm-hmm. Caroline, you were still in high school.
Yeah.
And Kinsey was sitting right next to kid, and she ordered a soup, put the spoon in there, took a bite, threw the spoon down, and said, I am so full. To me, that's normal. That's my wife. That's Kinsey.
Yeah,
you know,
she's ridiculous. She's funny.
She's unintentionally funny. And kid just busted out laughing. He spit his drink all over the place.
Character alert. Yeah.
He goes, that is great. And so we finished dinner. And when we were walking out to go get our cars, kid pulls me aside and he goes, hey, dude, here's what I need you to do from now on. Stuff like that goes on in your house all the time. I assume that goes on all the time. And I was like, yeah. And he goes, write down every time she does something like that and then come in and we're going to start writing these skits. And so that's what we did. And eventually kid got to know Kinsey so well that he could write these skits on his own. Yeah.
Did she, you know, I came after this, but it had already been going for a while.
Yeah.
Did she... Was she bothered by it at first?
Sometimes.
Did she not like, you know, the way it made her
she
look?
She was a little bit.
It was exaggerated.
Well, sometimes she would be, and she'd get mad at me because she would think that, sometimes kid literally would go rogue and go write him on his own and make up stuff. And she would think that I said that. And so she'd get mad at me. But I told her it's all in fun. It's just for the purpose of comedy. And she was actually a really good sport.
She was a good sport about
it, in the end, she was always a good sport about it. So we're going to play you one of the most famous Kinsey skits. Everybody remembers the jokes.
Oh, yeah.
From the Chinese babies. Enjoy.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, Kinsey.
Cool.
What's wrong?
Just say, what the hell?
What?
What the hell? Come home.
I'm working.
You are in trouble.
What'd I do now?
Okay. He's so messy, you guys.
I can imagine.
Yeah, he has a big mound of clothes.
Oh, don't turn off that song. I love that song. California. You're in trouble, Jesse.
What'd
I do? You're such a slob. You left a cashew on the kitchen counter.
Yeah?
And I ate it. And oh my God, I'm so full. I'm going to throw up.
I'm in trouble for that?
Oh my God. I feel so bloated. So I'm not going to tell you what happened.
What do you mean?
Okay,
tell
yes, I will.
Tell him.
I am going to tell you what Jesse said yesterday.
Oh, what'd he say, Kenny?
He's so stupid. We're going for this walk, right? I like to walk because it's such good exercise.
And you got to work off that cashew.
So my boyfriend is JC.
Yes, right. I am.
Met
okay,
him.
We know him. Yeah, we work with him.
And he's feeling lonely and he wants to walk with me. Okay, I'm like, what up? You know, cool, I'm chill. So we drive to the place where I walk.
Mm-hmm. Why do you drive to where you're going to walk?
Why don't you walk?
It's too far to walk to where we're walking.
Yeah.
Did you just walk pretty much anywhere?
Yeah, it's a trail.
Okay.
I thought one time we could just put the car really far away, then we could just walk to the car. That'd be just like walking. Oh, anyway.
Good point.
So I'm like, whatever, cool, I'm chill. So we drive to this place, and we get there, and I forgot my sunglasses.
Yes, you did.
Which are Chanel, and are the same glasses that LC wears in season 2, episode 3.
Okay.
And they rock.
So.
And they rock so much, they sometimes actually rock my face completely off. So I said, Jesse, be a sweetie and drive back to the apartment and go get my sunglasses. And he's like, hell no. And I'm like, what? no, you didn't. And he goes, yes, I did. And he's not even trying to be funny,
mm-mm,
you know?
Oh,
and I'm like, whatever. I mean, I'm your, like, girlfriend.
We're already
who's hot and needs sunglasses. And you know what he said?
What?
He's like, you don't need them. It's not even sunny. What the hell?
Well,
okay, so I had to explain to him that I have very light blue eyes.
Yeah, and the mm-hmm. glare must mm-hmm. be awful.
And that he's Mexican and his eyes are like poop colored, and so he doesn't have to worry about the sun in his eyes.
Yeah.
Because it won't hurt your eyes like it does mine. Doug, go to school.
We're already in the middle of the walk. I'm not going to go back to our house and get your glasses and run back so we could walk with your glasses. We could just do our walk and it won't hurt your eyes.
If you keep being so stupid, I'll never have babies with you.
Kinsey, why didn't you just close your eyes and let JC lead you by the
hand?
Excellent idea, Kelly.
Thank you very much, Kelly.
Thank you.
You're very smart, Kelly.
You just need to learn to think more like me.
I guess I do. Hey, JC.
Yep.
If we do have babies.
Babies?
I only want to have three.
Only?
Not four, no matter what.
How about one?
You know why you should only have three babies, Kelly?
Why?
No, why?
Because I read somewhere that one in every four babies born is Chinese.
So if you have the fourth.
How freaking weird would that be? Oh, my God. It's a Chinese baby.
How would you explain that?
I don't know.
Oh, God.
It's okay.
Help, Jesse. Come home.
Okay, go back to sleep.
Can you guys settle an argument for me that Jesse and I had last night?
Sure. Even bigger than the sunglasses?
It started during the day. We were watching the OC on the Soap Network.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. And I was trying to explain to him what was going on. And then Jesse asked me this question, you know, because sometimes Jesse doesn't understand stuff very good. I think it's because there's a language barrier. So Jesse said to me, Kenza. I'm like, hell yeah. He's like, what's farther away, Florida or the moon? And I'm like, duh, Florida. You can see the moon. Can't see Florida.
You have an excellent point.
I never thought of that.
Yeah. Thanks for answering that question, by the way.
See, Jesse?
Yeah.
You're so stupid.
You're always right.
When anybody calls you by name, you always say, hell yeah.
Mackenzie. Kinsey!
Oh, yeah.
Just checking. Kinsey!
Hell yeah. Okay, cool. So, Jesse.
Yes?
What the hell? Come home.
I'll be home.
I will never have Chinese babies with you.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Less than an hour away from First World Problems. So get those ready, Kid Nation. We all have them.
We'll
give you the time to complain. Sometimes you just want to complain, get it off your chest. We'll let you do that. Use the hashtag First World Problems if you post them on Twitter. And we have part-time Justin in studio with us now.
Oh, my God!
Let's turn on your mic.
Hello. Hello.
Hey, buddy.
JC.
Turn my volume down.
JC, you are looking right today. Oh, my goodness. With this tight black shirt and your hair all nice and done. You look like a retired underwear model. You look so cute.
Retired. He does look cute.
I die. He does. He's looking good, fresh.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Take the compliment.
Thank you very much,
JC.
Justin. Justin is really good with the compliments.
He is. He always has one.
Yeah. He's good at insulting as well.
He sure is.
Retired underwear model.
Yeah,
that's a backhanded. It's a backhanded compliment. Thank you, Justin.
You're welcome.
So what do you have for us? Because you did another celebrity interview.
Yes, I did. Ian Ziering for Sharknado 4.
Four.
The Fourth Awakens.
How were the other three? Did you like them?
I watched the second one. I didn't watch the first one or the third one, but I watched the second one.
You just do every two.
Yeah. My go-to is the number two movie.
The even numbers.
Yeah. Yes, okay. I always stick with the evens. And so it's funny that you guys were talking about this earlier because I got down and investigated why we call him Ian and not Ian.
Oh, good question.
Why do you pronounce it as Ian and not Ian?
Just what my mom named me.
Oh, that's really cute. That's really unique. It made it difficult for me because I was pronouncing your name Ian for a long time, but I got it now. It's on lock, okay?
Well, thanks, bud.
Yeah.
I think y'all are getting along.
You're welcome.
Here's the thing you have to know about Ian Ziering. He has zero sense of humor, and he takes himself extremely seriously.
How are you in a Sharknado?
He takes himself very seriously.
He's
if you watch him on Dancing with the Stars or anything,
no.
he does not suffer fools lightly.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Oh.
Yeah, and that's you kind of need to know that going
in. Probably need to know that before.
This is news to me because, like, we giggled a little bit.
A little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit because he started telling me about how crazy this show is, this movie.
Okay.
Well, with science fiction, you're only limited by your imagination.
I know.
And we've got a very imaginative creative team behind this movie. So there's no end, really.
So what is it like whenever you get that script and then you just get to see the story unfold and you're like, oh, my goodness, this is what's going to happen to us?
The first one, that experience wasn't so great because I thought the script was terrible.
Yeah, of course. Okay. Everyone was like, this is not going to do well. And right. Then it sure showed us. We were all like, no,
well, Sharknado. Magically, the safety net appeared. You know, the science fiction fans out there are the most supportive fans in all of entertainment. Mm-hmm. And because this movie is so extraordinary, that excitement spilled over into mainstream entertainment, and celebrities started getting involved and tweeting about it, and all the social media platforms blew up, and ratings went from one place, and then they re-aired it two more times, that first Sharknado, and the ratings went up so high that they had a midnight showing. There was a theatrical release for a TV movie.
I know.
People love this crazy movie.
Yeah, I know.
I couldn't be happier. Don't get me wrong. I'm not knocking it. I'm loving it.
I know.
But I didn't understand it at first until I saw it.
He sounded a little like Donald Trump there for a second.
Yeah, just a little. I thought he giggled in that one for a little bit, but
now think about it.
Maybe he giggled.
He's so mad that he didn't giggle.
Maybe he didn't giggle at all. Maybe
I had him giggling there, but
In my mind, he was having a great time. And then you know, Sharknado is just crazy. You got sharks like eating people's heads off, and then like
yeah,
a lot
they're flying through the air.
Yeah, and it's like gory and like arms and stuff. And so then I was like, well, what about his kids? Can they watch his dad, like, in a movie, like, see him work?
Oh, good question.
Well, I don't know. They see some of it. They love it. But, there's some things. My five-year-old absolutely can watch it.
Yeah, got it.
But I don't want my little three-year-old watching some of the stuff.
Oh,
it's
like,
really,
you know,
not too bad. I mean, I've got, you know, 6 and 7-year-old boys coming up to me with my picture on their shirt. Finn. The movie's got mass appeal. It's not super scary. I saw Jaws when I was a little kid. It kept me out of the ocean for 2 years.
I know, Jaws was so scary.
You are agreeable, though, which is great.
I know.
That's so scary.
That's how you win people over. You just agree with them.
That's right.
Right. That's all you got.
I agree.
Thank you, Big Al. But the movie, it's on Sci-Fi.
Yeah.
At Sunday.
It's on Sunday?
Yes. I believe so. And I can't wait to... I should have asked if I could be in the fifth one. Oh, my goodness. I would have been a dolphin.
Yeah, they let a lot of people do cameos in this movie.
A dolphin is a gay shark. Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, Big Al.
What, isn't that right?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Why do you want to be a dolphin?
I think it's a joke from a TV show.
Oh, from Glee.
But Al takes it as true.
That's why I heard it.
Yeah.
Adele liked it.
Thanks, Adele.
But everything is going to be. There's going to be like a chainsaw lightsaber type thing where like a stick with two chainsaws at the end of a pole. It's going to be cool. It's going
to
be
chop
bad.
Up the sharks.
To chop all those sharks coming at you. You got to defend yourselves.
All right.
Sunday,
8/7 Central.
Bye-bye.
It's one of those you start watching it,
you can't help yourself.
And you finish it up.
It's my ridiculous.
I've never seen
is
one.
Is there anything else on Sunday? I guess we're watching Sharknado.
Yeah, we're going to have to watch Sharknado.
All right.
That's what we're going to have
Let's
to do.
Let's have a watch party.
Have a marathon.
Well done, Justin.
Thank you.
Tomorrow, we're going to have another part-time job
with
you.
Yes. Tomorrow, the zoo.
Justin at the zoo.
I got to play with all the aminals.
Oh, did you dress up like a zookeeper?
I did. I had like,
jealous.
Yeah, and it stunk too. Oh.
Did you have a little safari hat on?
I wanted to. I wanted them to give me a safari hat, a fanny pack, a microphone, maybe like a walking stick.
The khaki ensemble.
Uh-huh. But it's like those uniforms, it's like they wash them like once every week or something like that.
Oh, yeah, probably. Oh.
Yeah.
Well, you just end up smelling like an animal.
Like a fish. That's what I smelt like.
Gotta get in the wild.
Ooh, boy.
Justin smelling like a fish tomorrow morning. All right, Justin.
I'm excited.
Good job, buddy.
Thank you.
Even though you didn't get Ian to chuckle.
Oh, my goodness. In my head, like, just think about it. He kind of laughed a little bit.
A little bit.
Yes, he did. It's going to be agreeable.
Yeah, he did.
Okay, thank you. Thank you very much.
All right, coming up next, we have an I Have a Dream being granted.
It's a good one.
Yeah, it's a really cool one, too.
Hello, I'm Alan.
Kelly's going to have to probably do this for her boyfriend, but it involves magic.
Mm-hmm.
And even some magic being done on the show.
What?
Blows your mind. He might win America's Got Talent by this time next year.
He could.
Uh-huh. We'll listen to this dream next.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We have a couple members of Kid Nation in studio.
Yeah, we do.
Why not talk to them?
Why not?
Why not?
What are you guys doing today, huh?
Well, we had a doctor's appointment this morning. First pregnancy doctor's appointment.
Bro!
So, yeah. Yeah.
Congrats. Was this known? Does everybody know that you're pregnant?
Now they do.
Oh,
now
they do. That's a cool way to announce it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's actually why we brought you in. You're having twins.
Yeah, no. I think they would know that by now.
That was cleared today.
Yeah.
So we have Becca and Brian.
That's it.
Yes.
Becca with the good baby in the belly.
That's it.
Oh my God.
How far along are you? About 8 weeks.
Oh,
that's great. That's exciting.
Yeah.
Brand new. Are you sure you're the dad, right?
Al, what kind of dumb question is that?
Better be.
Rude. We're sorry, Brian.
Do you expect anything less?
Oh, no, that's exactly what I expect from him. Yeah,
I'm consistent.
So, Brian, we have a little intel on you.
Ooh, okay.
You like magic.
I love magic.
So you have something in common with Kelly's boyfriend.
Okay.
He's magic.
All right.
He is magic.
Yes, but he also likes to do tricks.
Yes.
Yeah.
Awesome. Hello, I'm Alan.
Have you been doing magic your whole life?
I mean, I've been very infatuated with it, fascinated by it, and I have done very little minor things, learned stuff over the years, but nothing big or grandiose.
Like random. What's your best go-to? Like a random card trick?
I've got a prediction. Like I can read your mind.
Uh-huh. Whoa.
Trick that I just recently learned and perfected. Yeah. Little card tricks, little things that don't take very much practice, but I've just always been...
I'm good at stuff that doesn't take much.
Exactly.
But you're not
a
magician for a living.
No. But it's something that I've been very. I wish that I could do that for a living.
Yeah.
But,
what is your real job?
I work in. It's actually kind of boring. Since I separated from the military, I'm now doing recreational financing.
Okay.
Essentially, a financial service provider. My brother and I run a company.
All right.
So RVs, things like that. So need a loan for
from protecting our country to your own business with your brother.
Yeah, exactly.
That's pretty cool.
Exactly.
Well, thank you for serving us.
Yeah,
serving our country.
Yeah.
We appreciate
thank you for support.
Now the one trick I saw was that your little boy.
Yes.
You're doing the cap trick.
Oh, you saw videos of him doing tricks?
I stalk Kid Nation.
Oh, interesting.
Wow.
Now, Becca, do you love his magic tricks?
I'm looking at your face.
No,
I'm looking at your face.
I know.
You're a supportive wife, Luke. I could hear you in the video going like, oh, I actually couldn't see the cap going into the other hand that
really
time.
I couldn't.
Have you been watching America's Got Talent with the NFL player guy?
Well, yeah, I watched it last night. That
so good.
Blew my mind.
Oh, so you didn't figure it out, huh?
No, that stuff's way more advanced.
Another level.
What
huh?
Yeah,
do you think
exactly.
It's sleight of hand?
I think there's...
Or do you think it's real magic?
No, I don't know. Actually, the one a few weeks ago, whenever he drew a deck of cards, did you guys see that one?
Or tore the
and
corners.
Made it
appear on the paper.
And then ripped the paper off and gave them to him, and it was... that one really blew my mind. That was
Kelly's boyfriend swears he knows how he does it.
Yeah.
My boyfriend's the worst. Don't ever watch America's Got Talent with Alan.
Hello, I'm Alan.
The worst.
Will you tell us
how you're so familiar with his magic already?
Okay, so you're in the dark here.
Yes.
You have no idea what's going on.
Right.
Kelly has something, and I want you to read what I handed to you earlier. Kelly, if you don't mind.
It says, let me start over with that. Dear Kid Craddock Morning Show, my husband Brian is in the Air Force Reserves. On a recent assignment, he ran into a professional magician who told him about the Academy of Magical Arts and their magic castle in L.A.
You sure you went home like a Playboy magazine?
It's a private club. I've heard of this, actually. And like she says, it's a private clubhouse that only allows members and their guests to enter.
Ooh.
Well, my husband is kind of like Kelly's boyfriend, Alan. He loves magic. He does a few tricks and watches TV shows that focus on magic. He reads books about it. He's visited countless shops and will tip a street performer if they wow him.
Wow.
It's my dream to totally surprise him and take him to the exclusive Magic Castle in L.A. Like I said before, you either have to be a member or the guest of one to get in. We're neither, so I need your help. I want to take him to this place and let his magical freak flag fly high. Boogaloo!
Oh, wow. That's Becca. That's old school right there.
Yeah.
Boogaloo.
So we have a thing called I Have a Dream. And it used to be a week-long thing. Now we do it year-round. Psycho Shannon helps us out with it, and your wife wrote us a letter. Did you remember writing that letter, Becca?
Yeah.
Kind of?
Absolutely. Yeah.
She does.
I want to make sure you weren't in the dark. So we actually reached out to Ben Roman. He's the special events manager at the Academy of Magical Arts to see about getting an invitation for you and Becca to go to the Magic Castle. So Ben is happy to set Becca and Brian up with an invitation. Yay! That's you guys. MagicCastle.com.
Nice.
Wow. You want to check that out?
Yeah, but I mean, our listeners, I mean, how do they score? I mean, you have to know somebody that's a member to even get in?
Yeah, I go to MagicCastle.com and find out.
But this is really cool. You're going to get two nights there at one of their suites. It's in L.A.
Yeah.
And they were saying they've got, like, it's the white glove treatment at this place. Have you heard about it? Have you done any research?
Yeah, no, I've just talked to the magician, and I'm not too familiar with Los Angeles.
Dude, who knows? You're going.
It could have been tricky. I don't know.
No, this is legit.
But that is so awesome.
It's really cool.
It's been ranked at the top five for TripAdvisor in the past 4 years. It was actually number one over the last 2 years.
Wow.
And it's one of those places, like, if you want a snack, you don't have to worry about that because they have free sodas and free full-size snacks.
No.
Whoa. You don't have to pay for that dang bar.
They just appear.
Yeah, I would think you just snap your fingers and you get like a sandwich.
Okay, well, listen to this.
What?
They have a popsicle hotline.
A what?
Huh? Popsicle hotline.
If you want a this is random. If you want a popsicle, you pick up the phone, you say, yeah, I want a strawberry popsicle.
Uh-huh.
And a person with white gloves shows up to deliver the popsicle in the flavor you want.
Yeah.
How random is that?
That's awesome.
That's magic.
But I love that.
I'm going to start doing that at my bar.
That's what it is. And also, if you have if your clothes get dirty and stuff, they will wash your clothes and everything for you. You just call them up.
Yeah, and they wrap them in butcher paper. It's like old school. It's like real neat.
So it's just like an old... They make it like it's an old haunted hotel or something.
Yeah, basically.
And cool stuff.
They got a breakfast from an actual bakery, so it's going to be delicious every morning.
Breakfast
you want to be well
bakery?
Fed if you're going to be doing magic.
Crazy.
Right.
I bet you Alan's so jealous.
And it's just like a block, they said, or so from like the heart of everything. You know,
right.
Yeah. Chinese theater. Have you ever been to L.A.?
I have, but it's been a while.
Long time. So it'd be fun.
Yeah.
You can go see all that stuff too.
Can you?
That's awesome.
Can you create some magic to get there? If not, we'll just buy you some tickets from Southwest Airlines.
Oh, wow. Wait, it's magic. It's magic.
So what we're saying is you are flying insane out there for free, and you get to learn magic.
That is awesome.
Wow.
Oh my God. And it's sort of like a baby moon before you're miserable.
Yeah, that's really
true. You know, people do these baby moons when they're like 8 months pregnant, and the women are miserable on those things.
Okay,
go now.
But no sawing her in half.
No.
Yeah, no.
Don't do that.
I want the baby.
Yeah.
Wow, careful with that.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you, guys. Wow.
Thank you for writing us, Becca.
So my idea was to fly y'all out there on our magic carpet.
Yeah.
That would be awesome.
Yes. Couldn't get that cleared with corporate. So,
sure.
So there you go. You're going to come back with so many cool tricks.
Oh, my gosh. I'm going to, I will. I'll come back and I'll amaze you guys.
And then you're going to do a magic show for us.
Yeah. We can double date and Beck and I'll sit there and just sneer while you and Alan try to one-up each other.
Yeah, we're going to be the opener.
We're going to have a magic
JC's decided he'd rather be the audience.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Brian, I realize that magic is just way too tough. So I'm a much better audience member.
You like the fun of not knowing, right?
Because it'll ruin it for me whenever I go to the magic shows.
Trust me, Alan ruins for me every day.
And I don't want that.
I have to know.
Now, you said you knew that mind reading trick. How does that work? How does it work, but like what's it entail?
It's really simple.
Can you do it right now? You want to try it?
Yeah, it won't take very long.
Yeah.
If you got a sheet of paper and a pen, I can do that for you.
All right. Oh. Just one person or everybody? JC.
Everybody?
Just one person.
Okay, who wants to do it? Right.
You go ahead, JC. You're the best audience.
Yeah. Aw, thanks, Kelly.
All right. So
he's so excited. Yay.
All right. So
Brian drew.
Got three shapes. Sitting.
Yeah.
All right, I'm going to make a prediction. Just kind of.
You got a triangle, a diamond, and a circle.
Right. And I know you better than you know me, so I'm going to be able to kind of guess what you're gonna pick.
Okay.
You gonna try to trick him, JC? You gonna throw him for a loop?
Okay, so he's torn off three little pieces of paper with the different shape on each one.
Okay.
What are those shapes again, JC?
Triangle, a diamond, and a circle.
All right, so JC, go ahead and pick one.
Your lovely assistant, Becca, holding the paper is wonderful.
Yeah, go ahead and pick one of the shapes.
Grab it.
I'm gonna grab it.
Can he show you or is it a secret?
Okay.
What'd you pick, JC?
All right, now just tell me the next shape that you want to pick. Whatever
the next one I would want to pick, I would have picked the diamond.
Okay, so that one, I'll take this one.
That's
we'll
the triangle.
We'll set this one off to the side.
Okay. I picked the circle.
That's the one I was thinking of, yeah. Too, okay. JC. Yeah.
All right, so now you have the circle, I have the triangle. What if you want to switch these two, and uh-huh. You can flip-flop, you can. Or you can leave it the absolute same. Whatever
stick
you decide.
It.
Remember my
stick
predictions
with it.
Yeah. Over here.
I'm going to stick with what I chose first and
same-sy.
Go with my gut.
Samesy.
Okay, you sure?
I think so.
Okay. So I will read the prediction.
Yeah.
So go ahead and repeat where all the shapes are right now.
I'm holding the circle. Mm-hmm. The diamond is on the keyboard mm-hmm. by my computer, and the triangle is next to you, Brian.
Right. So I wrote, I have the triangle, you have the circle, the square is on the keyboard.
100%.
Wow.
Wow.
Dang.
What happens when you don't get that right?
But I always get it right.
You just have to. Wow.
But what if I would have switched?
Aha. Uh-huh.
It's too late. You never know now.
Right.
Wow, that's pretty
dang
impressive.
It.
That was good.
Do you have to even ask Becca what she wants for dinner? Because you already know, right? You read her mind.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
She wants a circle.
Yeah. She wants a circle.
Right.
All right, well, you guys have fun out in L.A. We
thank
can't
you so much.
I can't wait for you to come back and show us the tricks
absolutely.
You learn out there.
Yeah.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
Just like that. It's time for First World Problems. Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
If you're wondering what a first world problem is, Big Al Mack has a few that we've gotten in the text.
Yeah. This guy says, taking so many vacations this year, I have to take unpaid time off. Hashtag first world problem.
Oh. Okay. I saw this and I had to look it up for myself.
Yeah.
What?
Because I didn't know. Okay. My daughter had a 2016 Chevy Spark custom made for her. Did you know you can do this? You know how you can do custom made tennis shoes?
Yeah.
You can do a custom made car.
On the website?
Really?
I looked it up just now because I was so intrigued by the start of this. Look up custom Chevy Spark, okay?
Okay.
Right. It's really cool. Anyway.
It's electric.
It's an electric car, but you can make it pink and purple and da-da-da. Anyway, just you can make it with the wheel covers. You can design it. You can design your own car.
That is very, very cool.
Okay. My daughter had a 2016 Chevy Spark custom made for her. It just arrived at the dealer yesterday, 2 weeks early. That never happens. Unfortunately, she does not have her license for 2 more weeks. They had scheduled it to arrive on her birthday. So it has to sit in our garage and she can only stare at it. Hashtag first world problems.
That's cool.
Who knew?
I did not know
they'll
that.
They'll do that for you. You go to the dealership, they'll do that for you.
I didn't know that either. Oh, I mean, I know you can get a custom color,
Jenna got,
maybe. But
Jenna's is custom.
No, but
the
this
colors.
Is like a pink hood, lavender door.
Oh, like everything.
Like, I'm telling you, like the tennis shoes, like you can custom design your tennis shoes.
Yeah.
They can custom design your car.
Or like with flames on the side.
Yes.
Yeah.
But normally you can. It just takes a long time when you custom a car that they don't already
speaking
have.
Speaking on flames
build
on the
a
side.
Chevy Spark.
What?
Pro tip coming from somebody who had flames on a truck.
Yeah, you did. The Green Monster.
Don't do it.
Why?
Your friends make fun of you.
Well, it also makes it really obvious that it's your car.
That is you.
Yeah.
You can't hide.
Yeah.
That wasn't me. That wasn't me. No, I saw them flames.
Yeah.
In your car.
If your car's really fast, cool. But like when you have a four-cylinder truck,
no,
don't do it.
Got it.
Because it's not very fast.
Got it.
That's
got it,
my
got
advice.
It.
I don't know if you want to take it.
Okay, good advice. Good tip.
This one from the text. The other day, I was walking to the store in a hurry and trying to ignore someone that I knew by looking down on my cell phone. We all do that, of course. I just assumed the doors would automatically open. They didn't. Ran into the door of the person who I didn't want to notice saw it all.
Oh.
Who doesn't have automatic doors? Hashtag first world problems. Yeah. That's embarrassing.
That's embarrassing.
All right. Let's go to the phones here.
Come on.
Let's see what Linda's got for us. Hi, Linda.
Hi, guys. I never use my phone, my calendar on my phone. Mm. And this morning, my alarm went off. And it said something about Big Al and body paint, Katy Perry and Taylor Swift.
Yeah. Okay, we'll talk to you later.
Oh.
Yeah. It's a Taylor Swift, Katy Perry payoff.
That thing just won't go away.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to have to follow. Thank you for reminding us, Linda.
Thank
Al
you.
Did lose a bet, and we're going to have to follow through on that, aren't we?
But
talk to you later. Thanks for calling.
Thanks.
Poor Linda got all excited because she got something in her calendar and then ended up being out, has to get in body
paint. That's the one thing in her in her reminders.
Yeah. First world problem.
Yeah.
So, Big Al, you have to do a nude photo shoot.
One bit at a time. Let's continue this one.
All right. Look at him. He thought he was going to get away with it.
Yeah, right.
Of course. Hey, Ashley.
Hey.
What's going on with your first world problems?
Well, I got a new job, and I'm making double than what I was making before, but I don't go to work until 10, so I missed the first half of the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
You're getting paid more, and you don't have to be at work until 10? I have to ask, what kind of job you got?
I work for an attorney, so I'm a paralegal.
Okay.
Nice. He can start whenever he wants.
I guess so.
Yeah, he does.
Well, congratulations on your job.
Why do I assume she said he?
He? Is it a he?
It's a he. Well, there's like, four of them. Yeah. But yes,
sexist of me to assume it's a man.
Yeah, there's plenty of female
lawyers. That's right.
Lawyer in this man's work, Kelly.
Lawyering is man's work, is what Big Al Max said.
It's man's work, Kelly.
All right.
You're going to get female lawyers and
housewives
angry at you.
Again?
Yeah, that's what you're doing. Hey, Christina, you have a new car. That's how could you possibly have a first world problem?
Well, the car that I had before was a 2015 Jeep Rubicon.
Uh-huh.
And whenever I would get something wrong with my tire, it would tell me exactly which tire was punctured.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Now with my 2015 RAV, I don't know which tire gets punctured. I have to look at each tire.
Oh.
Get it together, RAV.
That's what I'm saying. It's horrible.
First world problem.
Just to get out and look at every tire. From the text, my mom bought me a really amazing expensive pair of Ray-Ban sunglasses for my birthday.
Cool.
Polarized lenses. The only problem is it's so hard to read my phone screen when I'm outside because the polarized lenses are so protective of my eyes.
It's too dark.
They're too dark.
My favorite kind of sunglasses have become the ones that have the reflective lenses because no one is looking at you. If you really want to hide, people can't help but look at themselves in the mirrored reflection. I love that. I love for people to check themselves out. They're not focusing on your flaws.
Right.
Yeah.
Especially at the pool. You can always see when they're checking themselves out.
They're not looking at you. Yeah.
I'm not a social person, but I love Pokemon. And this Pokemon Go app has everybody talking to me. And I'm just like, ugh. Hashtag first world problem.
That's from the have to talk about it.
Mm. Everyone's walking around like zombies because of that.
It's crazy. It'll pass, right? It'll pass.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Eventually. Right now, it's still pretty hot. Hey, Holly.
Hi.
How you doing this morning?
Pretty good.
What's your first world problem?
Well, we just cut cable and got a Roku, which makes your TV like a smart TV.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And we're just like streaming like our favorite shows and stuff for a lot cheaper than cable. And the only problem is that when I use the DVR and I fast forward and rewind, the screen goes blank, so you can't see when to stop.
Oh.
So it's just like a VCR, and you're just kind of guessing when you're at your show again, when you skip the commercials.
That is
that's a first world problem right there, girl.
That whole
it's
thing.
It's frustrating.
It is. It is so frustrating. And it's frustrating when you have kids, too, and all their shows are recorded, but you get them to watch live TV. And my daughter throws a fit because she has to watch a commercial.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I hate it.
First world problem.
Thank you for your call.
Like this one.
Yeah.
When the loan you just took out on an engagement ring is more than the loan you took out on your car.
Mm.
Hashtag first world problem.
What?
What kind of engagement ring?
I don't know. You know how some of these girls are. They need to have the biggest ring. Yeah. Or maybe it's a male. I don't know. Is that the girl or the man?
Doesn't say.
I'm saying is that on the woman wants as big and expensive ring as she can get, or the man feels like he has to give her the biggest expensive ring?
I've learned that it's often the guy because he feels like it's a reflection of his net worth.
And ability to take care of you.
Because I've always said, I just want whatever you could afford, whatever is good.
Yeah.
Or maybe he just doesn't care about cars and he drives a really crappy car. You know, he's one of those guys. He doesn't care. Michelle's got a Pokemon Go problem as well. Hi, Michelle.
Hi.
What's going on?
So, well, I moved about 7 miles outside of civilization about 6 months ago, and that wasn't a problem until I got sucked into Pokemon Go, which I know you are avoiding. But about 60 seconds from my house is a Pokestop, and then right beside that is a gym, except I don't have cell service. So I don't know why they would do that to me. So I see these bright lights beckoning me, and I can't access it. It's like candy that you dangle in front of someone on a diet, and they can't have it. And it's like pure torture, but then someone has cell service, so someone is at this gym. So I see someone playing, but I can't play. It's like almost enough. I'm like, Should I switch cell providers?
You should.
You should put up a towel.
You should definitely switch cell providers.
We should do a segment, hashtag Pokemon Go problems.
Because there's plenty.
Because there are plenty to be shared.
We're actually doing a video that part-time Justin came up with the idea, so we'll have that release here in the next few days.
Pokemon problems?
Yeah, that's about Pokemon. Things going wrong with playing Pokemon Go. Michelle, you may want to check that out. But Justin's turned like into Justin Spielberg directing this thing. So uppity with it. Thank you, Michelle.
Michelle's going to have to change cell phone providers just so she can play Pokemon Go.
I will take one more here. Poor Robert.
All right.
Poor Robert. Al, you'll feel his pain. Come on. Hey, Robert.
Hey.
What's going on?
I got off work yesterday and I went home and I was out of beer and I had to drink water.
Robert was out of beer and had to drink water.
Aww. Did your body reject it?
No, it just made me sad.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.